There are many things in life for which there's a lot of uncertainty. Have you noticed that? Things that we just can't know. While there are other things that are fully knowable and they're not mysteries at all. For example, we know that death is inevitable for everyone. People try to cheat death, but no one ever succeeds. It's only a matter of when, never if. And we know for sure that New York State has very high taxes, and it's nearly certain that they will never be reduced before pigs learn to fly. So when you see pigs flying, know that it might be coming. There's something else we know for certain. We know that in some way and to some degree, every father is a failure. That sound harsh? Hopefully not. But we know that all human beings fail in some way and to some degree because every human being is a sinner. The Bible teaches that clearly throughout its pages. There are no exceptions to that, in fact. So all fathers being human, it must mean that all fathers fail. Not all exactly the same way, not all to the same degree. Some failures are actually quite small and just minor blips on the fathering radar screen. But other failures are colossal and derail just about everything. But most fathers, including those here today, most fathers' failures are in that huge zone, that huge range between the two extremes. If you're a father and you're honest, you will admit that there are some ways that you have failed as a father, just as I have. Even if we don't admit it, it doesn't make it any less true that we have. But know that failure has a proper and a rightful place. And failure need not be a big problem unless it's treated in one of two improper ways. The first improper way to treat failure is to deny that we failed. This is not helpful. Not only is it untrue, but we can't learn from what we deny happened. The other improper way to look at failure is to conclude that because we failed, we're a failure. But failing does not make someone a failure. Failing is temporary, but failure is permanent. Failing is an event, but failure is a mindset. The fact is, all successful people fail. In fact, many times it's their failure that moved them on to success, that spurred them on to success. Abraham Lincoln, as you probably know, failed almost a laughable amount of times before he became one of the greatest American presidents. Dr. Seuss nearly gave up finding anyone to publish his first children's book. He looked and looked and searched. No one wanted anything to do with it. In fact, it was a fluke that it was published at all. Just happened to meet a friend who had some strings he could pull, and lo and behold, that first book was published. But even after publishing 12 books, he still had to depend upon his day job as an advertiser just to make ends meet. Until he published a book you might have heard of, The Cat in the Hat. And at that point, he became an overnight success. In his 50s. The Apostle Paul was an abysmal failure as a rabbi and Pharisee, but this merely prepared him for his greatest contribution to the world, 13 New Testament letters and the definitive voice of Christian doctrine and theology. You see, all of these men failed throughout their lives, but none of them was a failure. Failing can be accepted as an event, or it can be adopted as a mindset. It's our choice. Failing can either inspire our growth, or it can stifle it. The greater, most important way to relate to failing is not learning how to avoid it, but learning how to handle it. And that is what all fathers must do. So in this 2014 edition of Father's Day, I'd like to take a few minutes today and look at three aspects of father failure: a reality to state, a confession to make, and a direction to take. Let's pray as we do this. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would open our eyes that we might discover wonderful things from your word. Things that are timeless, things that are true, things that are practical, things that help us in many ways, and especially as fathers. We commit our time to you and pray that you would guide us and bless us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, there may be no one here today that doubts that they failed as a father. Believe it or not, there may be one or two that doubt that, but we need to be sure we get this out of the way. So let's take a few moments and focus on the reality. There are two fatherly failures that are so common that nearly every father does this to some degree. Both of them are covered in the rare Bible passages that really address father behavior. Believe it or not, there are very few passages in the Bible that really address father behavior. But there are a couple. And the first one I want to mention is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. I'm going to be referring to a lot of verses. You're welcome to turn to them if you can get there quickly enough. I have the references in the sermon notes page, so they're there if you want to look them up later. But I'll read each of them to you. Ephesians 6, 4 says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." Now, there are many ways that a father can exasperate his children, right? Yeah, you've learned a few of them, right? And you've been told that that's exasperating. Stop doing that. But one of the most common ways of exasperating our children is by inconsistency, especially inconsistency when it comes to how we relate to them. Children are pretty much, by definition, unstable. Would you agree with that? Children, pretty much, by definition, are unstable. They're never more than an event or an experience or a feeling away from instability. And you know what instability in a child looks like, don't you? It can be challenging. So one of the best things that a father can bring to a child's life is consistency. Not in the sense that nothing ever goes wrong, I'm not suggesting that, or not in the sense that there's never a crisis, that would be ridiculous to think that, but the sense in which the child knows that his father or her father will be steady, even in the crisis. Children don't have a lot to lean on, so if they can lean on their father, they will be better for it. An inconsistent, moody, unpredictable father creates instability in the child's life. Now, instability is not a good thing for anyone, but it's especially not good for a child. Colossians 3:21 says, "Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged." Now, just as with exasperation, there are many ways that a father can embitter their children. It's a long list. But let me cite just one today, and that is unfairness. Children have an innate sense of fairness, even if they violate their own standard. A child knows unfair when they see it. Fathers should work hard at being fair. Don't be too harsh or too lenient. Don't be overly demanding. Don't be lax. Don't make promises and then break them. Be a father who, no matter what happens, will be seen by your children as fair. And it will help them to not become embittered. Now let's consider some verses that reinforce all human sin, that all human beings are sinners and all failures to some degree. So all fathers are sinners and failures to some degree. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. So sin and failure is universal. So we just admit it. That's where we start. We admit it. James chapter 3, verse 2. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect. Perfect there means complete, able to keep their whole body in check. We all say things from time to time that are regrettable. We all sin with our tongues quite handily, even fathers. James 4, 17. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. Now keep in mind that we not only fail in what we do, but sometimes we fail in what we don't do. We fail to do what's right, and that's wrong. And we do what's wrong, and that's not right. 1 Corinthians 10, 12. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. There are no perfect fathers. There are none here. There are none anywhere else either. No perfect fathers. That includes you and me. When we admit to failing, I don't mean that we admit some kind of self-deprecating, politically correct press release. I don't mean that. I mean we recognize that we really do fail. And when we say that we fail, we really mean that we fail. It's not just some statement we make because it's expected that we would make it. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3 says, if anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. So, no father being perfect, no father has perfect judgment. So, run what you're doing or going to do by someone you trust. Start with your wife, then move to a friend, trusted friend who's a father himself. Or maybe someone you know who had a good father themselves. But test your actions and see if they pass the test. So, after it becomes apparent that as a father you've messed up, the next thing to do is to fess up that you messed up. Proverbs 28:13 addresses that, and I took this translation from the Living Bible because it says it so well. It says, a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. All fathers make mistakes. But we admit it, we rectify it, and we get another shot. I remember years ago, never forgotten it in fact, I was teaching a Bible class. And my own son was in that class. And I did something that embarrassed him. And I knew that I had embarrassed him, didn't mean to, didn't try to, but I did, and it was apparent that I did. And that night, before I said goodnight to him, I confessed what I did, and I asked his forgiveness. He knew that what I did was wrong, and he knew that I knew that it was wrong. But he needed to hear my confession. And it was a very important moment in his childhood and a very important moment in my life as a father. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Not only does confession and admission that we failed bring cleansing and forgiveness, it prepares us to learn from the failing. If we don't admit we failed, then there's no hope of growing through it. We can't learn from what we never did. So it starts by recognizing the failing. So we've seen a reality to state, a confession to make. Let's conclude with a direction to take. Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Hopefully your personal gift is not making mistakes and failing. Hopefully you haven't made a career of messing up. I trust that you haven't. But no matter whether you failed a lot or just a little bit or somewhere in between, there's no reason for despair. No reason at all. Just press on. Don't give up. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from your failures. Failure, in fact, is one of the best teachers that we have. And the reason is because it's painful and it gets our attention. It's interesting that this verse uses the harvest analogy. It's a perfect analogy because the life of a father is a lot like a growing season. There are dry spells, rainy periods, bugs and pests galore, too much sun, failing crops, bumper crops, pruning required, patience required. And the harvest comes last, not first. So don't draw your conclusions too early. Sometimes you just have to wait until the harvest comes in. Hebrews 12:1 through 3 is one of the most encouraging passages in the New Testament for all believers, but I think especially for dads. Here's what it says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You know, there's always been opposition to being a good father. It goes way, way back. There's always been opposition to it. It's nothing unique to modern generations. But I think that fathers have some unique challenges in the modern world. I really do. And those of us who attended the Iron Sharpens Iron Conference back in the spring, we learned some of the obstacles that are really kind of unique to our time. These verses in Hebrews 12 anticipate the opposition. They warn us. They say it's coming. Be prepared. But in spite of the forces that would work against our desire to be good fathers, we need not grow weary or lose heart. If you're a true believer in Christ, then you have all the spiritual resources you need, all that you need to be a good father. Whether you have children in diapers, or in a dorm, or in their own home. It's never too late to be a good father. Still possible. If you're not a true believer, then I urge you to become one right away. Not just so that you can be a better father, but because you're a sinner like the rest of us, and you need God's forgiveness and his redemption. So, we've seen a reality to state. That reality is that all fathers fail to some degree. Join the club. If you're a father, you failed, just like I have, probably more than once. A lot more than once. We've seen that there's a confession to make. That is, admit that we are in the ranks of failing fathers. We already know it. You might as well just admit it. And we've seen a direction to take. Press on in the strength and wisdom that God provides. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Don't become weary and lose heart. Press on. Okay? Deal? Happy Father's Day. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we know you are the perfect Father. We know that we are imperfect fathers. Even when we do our best, even when we try very hard, we still manage in many ways to fail. Not all the time, not always to the same degree. But as fathers, we are imperfect men. And because of that, we thank you for your grace. Your grace that's more than sufficient to cover all of our failings and even our sins. And we thank you that many times failing becomes our most effective teacher, because failing is hard and it's painful. We pray that every dad here, and even those who have been fathers a very, very long time, and maybe fathers of fathers, it's never too late to be a good dad. It's never too late to learn. It's never too late to confess failing. There's always time to make it right and to press on. So I pray that there would be no father here today that would become weary in doing good, that would lose heart or despair, but that even if things are hard and even if things haven't gone so well, that they would be encouraged to know that they're at home in the ranks of fathers who have failed, but that not need derail anyone. So encourage us all, we pray, in this high and holy calling of being a father. Help us to do it well, equip us, give us the strength we need, give us wisdom, help us learn from when we fail, that we might be good dads. To your glory and honor, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.